star key to connect to the conference and wait. We will now connect you to your call. Please say your name.
Shannon?
The host has joined the conference.
Hi guys, Bernie German is here. I want to thank you for being on, for joining us. Now, we'll have people announcing and joining in as we can. We're going to record this. Is everybody, first of all, did you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Conference recording.
We need to have, which I'll send Ellen, your end of your phone, so the background noise, stuff that's in your world coming into the call, because that will happen, and it's just normal. We want to make sure that we have good quality on the audio all during the call. We're going to give you a training that reviews for some of you what you've been doing. For some of you coming into fund busting that are a little new, we'll give you a an overview and jack up a little bit of your skill set. As you know, there is financing, but it's really restricted. It's like if you can get a credit card for $7,500, you can get the financing. If your credit in any way wouldn't allow you to do that, you'd just be rejected. It's just like a bank, you know, review. So they basically are financing people who can pay anyway. The people that are, you know, just from the recession credit challenge, we do fund busting. We've done it for 10,000 people. And I want you to get rid of urgency as we start the call. There are people that will find out about Geospace on Friday of next week. They will fund us on Saturday and Sunday and Monday and arrive at the class on Tuesday and be in the class. Now remember, the main class is Tuesday the 24th, a week from this coming Tuesday through Sunday at 2. Everything else is bonus classes. If you miss any of those, you make them up later. So you can always come in for a free weekend and get that extra bonus class stuff. But the main program to get you all your money in your business, you'll be there by Wheels Up Tuesday. 80% of fund busting occurs from Thursday morning through Monday night. You say, why do most people get their money toward the end? Because, I mean, honest to God, they don't really do the work and get into it till close to the end. And the reason is, it's just like learning golf. You know, you tell yourself to hit the ball when you're standing there and your first time ever with golf, and you're so amazed as you swing, and then you swing again, and you swing again, and you can see the darn ball. You know how to hit stuff, and you're missing the golf ball, and you just can't believe it. And then you figure it takes a little time for the body to know how to command the stick with the thing in the end of it to hit the ball right. But then you start hitting the ball, but it doesn't go where you want. And it takes a lot of practice to get the ball to go where you want. Now, it is much harder than it is to get 15 grand in your bank by Wheels Up Tuesday. So let's all make a mark that the 24th, Wheels Up Tuesday, is our goal. That's what we're shooting for. Now, fund busting works when you follow it faithfully. In other words, it doesn't matter if you think it'll work. It doesn't matter if you believe in it and have a good attitude. You can have a terrible attitude. It'll work just fine. And to get you your money, we need you to follow the steps that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people follow to get those steps done. Just as they've done it without the issue. And so from that standpoint, you know, I think that revealing that is important for you because it's faster and you do better. So step one, you print out from the internet the seven steps. And our manager should be checking with you. You really should post those on your work area by where your computer is most of the time and cross off of the marker pen you did the first step. Then you need to really study 2 hours of home training and study it and make notes and not have phone interruptions and list builders, the part of the lesson called list builders, I would make that an MP3 file and listen to it 5 times. Now, it tells you in the lessons to find the best time of day and to, if yours is morning or yours is night, to listen to a video. We're very visual, and we have lots and lots of videos on the website. And you listen to them. You're going to see videos with IBI because we started as Income Builders International in the early 90s, and as we got to so many countries, we had to change the name to CEO Space because the Mandarin for Income Builders International is not the same as Spain or French. And we just got in so many countries, it didn't translate well, frankly. So we, you know, long, long time ago went to CEO Space. But when you see these early films, these are the films by the people who founded the Fundusting program. We didn't do it. It was being done out in the market in Hawaii. And we still have those films. Those films are so good. So everybody has kind of a knowledge that you've taken the second step, you've crossed it off, you've really studied those options, and there are 10 options. There are different options for how to do fund busting. You have to pick the one you like. You know, I'm going to go over 2 of 10. I'm not going to go over all 10. We don't, in one call, go over all 10. But I want you to know this. We have calls every single day. And so there are 2 parts of the next steps. We've got 2 steps out of 7. The third step is to call your club president and get appointed a coach. And if you're working with a coach and it's not a click, just tell the club president. He'll switch coaches. We don't care. The coach doesn't care. They want personality resonance. And so some of you learn better from a woman. Some learn better from a man. Some have a different style of personal learning. We want to match the right up for you. That makes a big difference. People that you ever approach without changing your coach. Don't go to a 6th person with the same coach. Because if we change your language by 30%, we change your results by 500%, and that's true. But all this is language. So you do, you know, the 3rd step, you've got your coach appointed, you met them, and you cross that off. You come on conference calls like you're on now, but you're doing something important. You're telling your family, and you're making a self-talk statement. You're telling yourself in your self-talk. Getting new skills to have 15 grand in the bank is more important than other things I could be doing. And so to play the game of fund busting and get the money in the bank, we have to know what the box top rules are. And so we teach you the box top rules on these calls, and it's layered learning. No 2 trainers train alike. No 2 trainers. So the light can go on in one or another call that becomes your skill set change that gets the result. So it's just getting skills in you. And I'll tell you, if you practice this program, we never fail. The only time we fail is when you don't show up in the court and you're not practicing. I can't get the tennis ball over the net if you're not on the court hitting the tennis ball. So I need you to do the things the program calls for because we know it actually keeps you in a double line where you won't hit the curve. You'll get your money in the bank. And it allows us to monitor it. All right? Your seventh step, as you know, is someone coming on saying, I got $1,000. I got $2,000. I didn't think this would work, but it does work. I'm getting results. And to, you know, you cross that step off when you do it. Does anyone here have a seven-step share they want to make? Want to check on that? Missed call on this weekend.
Sure.
Where there isn't one, I just move on to training. So what I want to do is divide fund busting so it's simple for you into two parts. There's the setup, and then there's the presentation. The setup should take very little time. The presentation should take very little time. The thing that hurts you in fund busting is taking too much time. So there is also a setup to the presentation. So when we do the setup and you're phoning people, you've gone through list builders. You've listened to it the way they tell you to do it. You really studied it. You really made your list. You made a list of people you wouldn't think of and normally wouldn't go to. And you made your list. You've gotten away from your list for one day, even just like morning till night, because the brain processes differently with space. And so you made the list. That's one energy. Now you're coming back and looking at your list, and you're rearranging it. You're having a piece of paper that says A, and another piece of paper that says D, and another piece of paper that says C. A is, these are people that just have the money. There's no doubt they have the money. B are people that I think they have it, but I'm not sure. They might be a little tight too. C is, you know they don't have it, and or they have it, but they'd never give it to you. And you just, that's your list that you know is not going to ever give you money. All right? And I always like you to start with your C list. And the reason is, when I explain how to do it, you're going to a client that is a client for one purpose. They're not a client in your life like you think. So they're not in your life with any emotional connection. The only thing this client is in your life for when you're approaching at this level is, will they write a check or not? Are they a check writer who writes a check? They either say yes or they say no. Nothing else, no emotion. It's just getting a yes or no in 3 to 5 minutes. It's not scary. No one is rejecting you personally. It's very, money is an agreement. I want you to think of money as an agreement. So if you have an agreement to go to CO Space, you pay the cost of CO Space. We make $400, and that's the agreement between us. We deliver business acceleration into your business. And we do that continuously for the rest of your life. That's a pretty good deal. Now, if you get a massage, you get an agreement. If you get a Walmart cart of groceries, you get an agreement, you pay the store. And we all have agreements that relate to money. Money comes in and goes out based on agreement. Money is just agreement. That's all money is. Stop putting personal emotions in money, because you'll be so amazed that it isn't the way you think when you're in the market, really. Okay, so I want you to realize that you have programs, just like I loaded a software program on a computer. You have programs on your brain that relate to your emotional relationship with money. And I want you to realize those relationships are very deeply planted, and it's all based on code, on experience and information that was given to you over and over by people you don't know and can't remember. With money. So you want to say, do I have a healthy relationship with money? I'm going to give you an exercise. It's a little spiritual, but it's only one. This exercise, and all the next week. And here's how the exercise works. I want you to imagine God as a field of brilliant, illuminated intelligence that creates everything, that is under everything, in everything. We're part of it. Plants are part of it. Many, many Earths, you know, many universes. We can't imagine all the creation. We can only see a little of it, so we really don't know very much. And it's like an ant having a conversation with Mount Everest. So I want you to see that field of beautiful, intelligent light. And I want you to say to the field, as a child that they place, which I want you to see the field loving you and like a parent. And I want you to say, how does it get any better than this? And I don't care what happens, all you say with gratitude, how does it get any better?
Line muted.
I'll give you an example. A woman was taught this program, and she decided to do it right after the workshop. She walked out, and she goes, how does it get any better than this? And she found a dime in the lobby before she was going to the cab. She picked up the dime and said, how does it get any better than this? Walked out the door. And the man said, that's my cab, that you can have it. She was going to the cab when she bent over and picked up a dollar bill. And she goes, how can it get any better than this? And she got in the cab, and the cab was driving to the hotel that she was going to. And she found on the floor of the cab a $10 bill. And she asked the cab driver what it was, and she said, no, you keep it. Which is very uncommon with cab drivers. And he was just pulling out to the curb, and she goes, how does it get any better than this? And she gets out of the curb at the hotel, and there is in the gutter a $100 bill, all wet and welled up with leaves, but she saw it, and she just couldn't believe it. She literally, this is a true story, she could not believe it. And she bent over and got the $100 bill and tipped the cab driver a little more than normal and was, how, looked up really and said in her heart, how did it get better than this? And she turned around to go to the hotel and picked something and reached down and got it, and it was a diamond bracelet. And she picked it up and looked at heaven and said, you'll never top this. And walked into the hotel just shaking her head, not believing it. And we were always wondering what would happen if she continued to say to the universe, how does it get any better than this? And it just will get better and better and better. We're asking the wrong question. It already has the answer. Just say, how does it get better than this? And it'll keep getting better. So watch as you fund us, you do that. Watch the little involvement of putting your neck back and saying thanks. And you'll have miracles out. Now, in the setup or the presentation, we have to have some mindset. So in the setup, the first thing we have to do before we start dialing and calling our list is we have to get by voicemails, texts, and so forth. We have to get people to talk to us. And so that's a chore by itself. Sometimes that's two or three calls. Texting is great. Can you phone me? I need 5 minutes. And I'm so grateful if you could do it in the next couple hours. Won't take long, promise. You know, voicemail. Can I get 5 minutes? And nothing else, nothing about what it is. When you get them, you're always considerate of what's going on in their day. Don't think about yourself at all. Really become them. Try and think about their business, what they're doing, how they go through a day. Try to imagine it and say, you know, George, I don't know if I'm disturbing you. What are you doing right now? What's your time window? Do you got 10 minutes? And if we're off in 10, are you good? I'll try to do it in 5. What's been going on in your day? Have you been having a hell of a day, or are you having a good day? What's going on this year? Is it a better year than last year? Let them talk. If they talk more than you, you win. Always. If they you're forming a little of a relationship and a listener depth, because they're listening, you're listening to them. And then when you begin to talk to them, you say, look, I'm making a major decision going forward in my life, and I want you to be one of the people that mentor me. Could I come by and see you for some mentorship for 30 minutes? I will be in and out in 30 minutes. And if you like, pick a time when it's a good downtime for you, where you can get away from phones. Let me bring a smoothie and pastry. What do you like when you have, do you like blueberry muffins? Do you like brownies? What do you like? And what kind of smoothie? Do you like just like dairy berries good? Is there any kind of, do you like mango, strawberry, raspberry, any of those? You know, everybody likes smoothie. Let me get you a smoothie. And bring them something to eat that's in a little tray, and you've got your briefcase with your paperwork in it, inside a file folder. You're ready to go talk to him. And you're going to eat. He's not going to be in a business mode. You're going to break it. You're going to sit there with napkins and do a smoothie. And that's what you do is get more intimate of relationships, people you know more well. You want to trigger all that cell memory. So now you've done the setup pretty well. And no, believe me, in all the ways you could ask for a meeting, because you're always concerned. You're thinking that you're, you know, at the corner begging or something, and that isn't the case at all. You're just getting agreements. Also, you are, you anticipate. Get rid of forward anticipation. That sentence is probably the most important thing. Get rid of forward anticipation. What is the old bad software on your brain about money is triggering emotional responses that are not real. So you are thinking that you're going to phone up and go, hey, George, I know you're busy, and I know it's been a hell of a recession, but you wouldn't have any spare money around, would you? Because I'm kind of in the market for spare money, and I'm calling people to see if they have any spare money, and maybe they could give some of that spare money to me. You know, that's what I was thinking. How do you feel about that, George? And you have already got your response in your mind that they are going to turn into a fiery demon from hell and pitchfork flames in your direction, and that by the time the phone goes back down, your iPhone 6 will be melted, and the apps will no longer work, and your hair will be fizzy fried, and you've got to go to the beauty salon. And all of that is just not true, and none of that happens. And no one says, so you thought so much of me that you wanted me to mentor you. I'll be damned if I'm going to mentor you, you stupid horse's platoon. I'm not going to mentor. No one ever says that. They're so thrilled that you ask them to mentor them. They may ask what it's about and say, well, I'm going to tell you it's kind of a personal journey I'm taking, and I don't want to do it on the phone anyway. And I just, there's a series of questions I want to ask you and get answered. And it won't take long. It's just I've selected a few people, and they're kind of my help. And so if they say, well, this isn't about money, is it? You can say, well, part of it is, and I expect you to listen to it. Well, part of it is, and I expect you to listen to it. And so, you know, you'd right up front if they do that. So now you have a response for that. You're not put off. You're not upset with that response. It's very seldom, 1 out of 10. Right, so that's not going to be a case for you generally. All right, so now we've got a situation where we've got an appointment. Well, there can be traffic. There can be all sorts of things. You have to arrive really early, half an hour early. You have to know the smoothie bar, get the smoothie bar that's close to that location by GPS, get your smoothies, have your smoothies in the car, and you're, you know, 15 minutes outside the door. You're texting him because you asked them, he or her, if you could text, remind them that you're coming. And so you write, you know, 15 minutes out, got smoothies already, but you're actually just sitting there. Then you right after that text, you phone your coach. Then you rehearse your language. We tell you to rehearse your language with your coach 15 minutes in the door, 15 minutes out the door, and no more. We want you to go to 4 coaches and then change coaches. Why? Because we change language, and changing language is the ball game. Small changes in language. So you walk in. It's your C list. You know they don't have C money. And before you go to the B and the A list, you want to practice. And you'd rather practice on the waste market, get rejections where you know you're going to get them. get used to how you're handling them in your body and your poise, etc. And your practice, three practice sessions, and you're set to go. Take one in the morning, one in the evening, one in the morning, and you're done. There's three. And you'll be good. Because when you say it and do it, and walk through it, you just get more comfortable with the routine of it. There's a routine to going to church. There's a routine to picking up money. So we pick a good time. We text them first. We arrive right on the minute. Not 1 minute late. It's so important. We're dressed like we're going to church. We're dressed fancy. Money needs to have formal dress. We look great. Best looking, hair, grooming, everything. Nothing's disheveled. We've got our briefcase with our file folder with their forms in it, all filled out, name and everything. We've got the smoothie, and we're walking in. And it goes something like this again. We're going to create a listener debt. You have a five-page notebook, like one of those five-subject notebooks you get at Target or Walmart, and you've got questions you've written down. And you're going to take the answers in the notebook like it was coming from Moses on Sinai. And so you get the smoothies, you find out what's happening in their day. It's always about them. So what's going on in your day? And so are you in a good place mentally? Can we put our phones on airplane mode just for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just while I go through the questions? Okay. And here's what's happening, George. I'm making a very big decision to go into business for myself. Or if you're in business, you know I'm in business, George, and I'm now expanding the business. And I'm expanding it geographically. I'm making some fairly big choices. And I need help in a couple areas, and I'm going to explain it to you. First, I want to ask you some questions. And I just want to go through and take notes. And you just have the smoothie and the pastry. And, you know, while you're eating, I mean, I'm going to go through and take a lot of notes. And I'll eat while you're talking. So what I want you to do is tell me, first of all, why did you go into your own business and what made you have that choice? What was the background that made you do that? And what are the main things that made that decision? They'll tell you. Then say, what did you do differently to get your business through the worst recession in 70 years? Okay. Now that the recession's over, are you doing anything different to grow faster and to build the business faster now that you're in a recovery? And perhaps more important, the most important, George, if you had to do it over again, would you do it over again? Would you go into business all over again and be self-employed if you had to do it over again? All right. And then close your notebook. My life is that I'm trying to get this kind of mentoring, which you can appreciate how valuable it is, from around 10 people. I'm trying to also, I've been approved for the number one school that trains entrepreneurs how to go through the sequences of starting their own business. And when you become a student of this group, it's a residency program. You actually live in their training facility. And it's day in and day out. And they have the best mentors who have built up the biggest companies like Priceline.com and Franklin Covey. And they have billionaires. And these guys are day in and day out, not one day, you know, in and out, but living with you and helping you to get your plans, your teams, your resources, all that put together. So you don't make mistakes. I mean, I have to get my education so I don't make mistakes when I go into business. And it's so important that I do it right. And so I've been approved. I'm in. I've got a whole bunch of that covered. I need to get people that are in business like you that know how hard it is to be in business that would consider, if they're at a pay-it-forward time, for an IRS move where they would give a educational scholarship of $500. I'm trying basically to get 10 people to take care of the part I can't cover. And, you know, because it includes your food, everything is in the thing. It's Forbes number one ranked program in the world. And have the Forbes article ready if they want to see that. And just say, you know, I'm approved and I'm just short on the tuition. I just need, you know, some angels that know and will help you when you need it. And if that's a joy for you and you'd be liking that, could you do all or part of that? I mean, if you can't do 500, could you do 75? Could you do 150? Could you do a little IRS move and make it good? And you put the file folder out, say, open that up because that's a receipt for any amount you choose that would give you a tax write-off and would give me, you know, another leg up on that tuition. And I won't stop till I get it, but you know how it is when you're starting something. Anybody that backs you, I mean, it's, I want to do this for someone else. In other words, when you're helping me, I want to pay it forward to someone else. But I want it to be joy for you, George. I want you to love doing it. Now, if he gets upset, sometimes the first reaction can be, I just don't have it and stuff. Then you lean over and say, George, I understand. Your mentorship is everything. George, I understand. Your mentorship is everything. Could you do part of it? Could you do $175, $150? Almost always they'll do $150. I mean, it's very seldom they say they can't do any. When they say they can't do any, you say, you just pick up all your documents. You pick everything up, put it away, and go, George, you help me with this binder. You help me with the questions. And I'm going to be typing these up and putting them in the binder, and I'm going to be using them. So your mentorship is worth more than the money. And the money is just if it's a choice. You know, it's people will pay it forward, people won't. You're not at the time to do it. You may at some other future time be doing it. And I just love you, and don't let it ever be a thing between us. I got to ask. I don't. It may be a joy, it may not. If it's not a joy, I wouldn't take your money anyway. So I love you, George, and let's get you back to your work. And I like you to stop at the door and say, George, if you're tickled by an angel, you know, everybody knows touched by an angel, right at the door go, if you're touched by an angel and you decide that you want to, you know, be in on this, just phone me and say, I'm going to help you with your dream. Just phone and say, I'm going to help you with your dream. And you never know, you may be touched by an angel. I love you, George. And off you go. And that's it. Now, you do this with anyone on any basis, doesn't matter how close or remote they are, and you will get the money. You'll be so surprised. Some people will say no, they won't write a check out of every 10 people. Not everybody's a check writer. But you'll be surprised that half are. I mean, it's really a high number. You'll do very well. If you're getting four and you don't get a check, it's because your language sucks, frankly, and say, I'm doing just what the coach said. And you may be, but it's not right for your frequency, for who you are. It doesn't come out right. We need a different coach to hear it and change the... We won't change Channel 97 that you've learned and how to present the scholarship option of fundbusting, but we will change the tone button of how it's delivered, and the tone button will get you a lot more people saying yes, okay? The second method, if you know you're going to raise capital, you're going to be in our capital classes, you're going to raise money from investors there, I think that, you know, it's a very appropriate thing to have a promissory note. We have them in the fundbusting program. They're on our website. And you can get them from Google, you know, free promissory notes. There are 27 pages of them. But you put in the promissory note that you're using the proceeds of this isolated transaction, that you're only offering 5 notes to 3 or less people. It's an isolated transaction. And that this isolated transaction is the proceeds are being used to complete at a fast-track pace, the development of your state and federal documents to be able to raise X dollars of capital. When you pass 5 investors or 250,000, whichever comes first, you will pay the bridge loan promissory note holder an interest per month, 1% interest per month, which is 12%. They're only getting 1% of the bank per year. So, you know, 10 times what the banks pay and it's guaranteed by the owners of the business personally and the business corporately. So there are two guarantees. And that's put right in the paragraph and underlined and bolded. And so they know you're using the money to get your legal documents to do your offering, and you're going to pay them back when you have five, and then you can ask them for $2,500. You know, you get five of those, you can ask for 35. You know, you get 5, 35, 5, 25, but you can't offer 7, 8, 10, have a program of offering notes to fund your business, because that requires itself legal compliance documents, filings with state and federal governments. We're not in an isolated transaction. So if we do a bridge loan, and it's a real small number we're going to get the money to pay for the legal compliance and the full compliance documents, that's appropriate. That's legal. That's something you have a right to do. And you can do that in a program that's done appropriately, carefully, and it's, you know, the note term is usually 6 months with a 6-month option from you to extend to a maximum of 12 months, which may not be extended. So in 12 months, the big danger there is you raise $125,000 and you spend it and you never got your documents and you never raised the money. You never were able to pay them back. And that's because you spent the money as you went. So the discipline to not spend their money is very important. You can be on salary. You can get some new clothes and come to the forum. Go to a business program. You want to look nice. But when you're there, you want to shepherd that money and not spend it on anything except your lawyer to get your legal documents. Because you told them when you walked in with your smoothie and sat down and went through your mentor questions, you told them, I have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to give you a pay raise from where some of your money is parked in a very small amount. And I don't know if you're in a pay-it-forward place, but if you are, I want to ask you, can you give a little support to me if I give you a personal guarantee, corporate guarantee, and I pay you 10 times what the money's making, sitting in your retirement plan or sitting in something like a bank or some kind of low-performing item. And if you want to use your investments to help me, because I'm only going to be looking for a small amount of money, and let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to three people, and I'm offering them $3,500 notes at 12% interest a year. And I plan to pay them off in 5 to 6 months. I'm using the money to get with one of the largest law firms in the country my documents done at state and federal level. It takes about 3 months, so I can raise capital. When I get 3 to 5 people, and really I have interest from more than that. I've got enough interest, I'm going to burn past 5. But when I get 5 back, at 10 times what the banks are paying, and there's double guarantees on it. And it's really one businessman helping another, one businesswoman helping another. It's pay it forward. And I want you to pay it forward and enjoy your deal. I even have people that are fund busting, they're giving out the DVD, pay it forward. They get the movie, pay it forward, and they give it out to them. And that's not bad, because people watch it having said no, and then they phone up and say yes, because the movie moved them. But, you know, it's not hard to get through this. And remember something. When someone says no, they're not rejecting you personally. I want you to feel great that your time sucks. You want to go to a number of people and get checks. You don't want to spend a lot of time with the people that are going to say no. And you don't need to spend a lot of time with the people that say yes. When they say yes, say thank you, and you won't regret this. This will really come back at you in a lot of ways. And let's get the, how do you want to do it? And here's the document. And do you want to do it right here? You want to go to the bank, get a cashier's check? How do you want to do it? Be very confident and say, I really appreciate this. Thank you. Get all the stuff off the table in your briefcase as soon as you have a check or a proceed. And then follow up, and don't be too gushy. Don't be overdoing it. Say, this will be good. This will be good that you did this. I mean, the pay it forward will come back to you in a lot of energy. This will be good. You're going to get 10 times on your bank proceeds. You're going to do good. This is going to be good for you and good for us. And, you know, you tell them, you know, the hardest thing in the world is being in your own business. And the only thing that makes it easier is one business owner helping another. That's the only thing. And set it up with that, because that's part of your physical setup when you're there. You know, the hardest thing to be in business is just nothing's harder than owning your own business. And, you know, if one business owner helps another, that's the only thing that makes it easier. That's the only thing, really. And when you get through moving through this, start doing the seven steps, re-audit it, and do it just like I said. Watch a video. I want you to be on these calls every single day, because skill leaks in. It's not a fire hose. It's little drops that are coming through the ceiling in a rainstorm that are bringing in the new programming and getting skills. Skills is practice and repetition. Practice and repetition. Practice and repetition. All right? That's why I'd like you to start on the C list. Now, you can sprinkle, you know, a C, A, B once you start rolling. And then you'll start moving to all B and A. And it's not hard, really. This is not hard. It's new. So keep saying when you get that emotional response to do something new, it's not hard, it's just new. It's not hard, it's just new. And your sense of people rejecting you. If you ask them to babysit your kids, they'll say no. If you ask them to lend you their car, they'll say no. Some will say yes, some will babysit your kids, some won't. I'm saying it's just like that with a check. It's just so much, it's not personal. They're not bad people because they said no. They just aren't going to give you agreement to write a check. Some will, some won't. When you go to 10, you're going to get enough money. And it's just going to the people that will say yes and get in and say yes. It's true for products. It's true for services. It's true for anything. And say, you know, I don't like to be, you know, soliciting. Well, stop saying that's not you. That's a self-talk. You're great at networking. And all of you are master networkers. You're great networkers. All you're doing now is making networking pay. You've got a track, and you're going to make networking pay. And then you trust this. If 10,000 people, in much worse cases than you are, and say, what's a worse case than I am? Oh, well, I'll give you, how many thousands do you want? I'll give you one. A young boy, he's 18 and a half years old. He's a graduate of my teen class. And he's decided to drive home with one of our grads from the class back to Utah. I get a call from his father, and he's had the truck that the other guy was driving go off the road, got fell asleep, spun the truck 3 or 4 times, and he's in a hospital rehab in a coma. So all of us start working on this problem. This problem worked on for, I don't know, it was 9 months of rehab. He's got brain injuries. He'll never be the same. He's not, you know, he's a loving kid and can talk to you, but you notice that he's talking slow and things are different. He's not processing like he was. He can't move like he was. So what does this disabled person do now who was going to get married and had this wife? Well, this magnificent woman loves him so much that brain injured, marries him and has his children for him. And he grows up. He gets into massage therapy, and he's doing massage therapy today in his 20s. And last month, he did almost 800 patients. He's doing a part of his business where he's now connected to a spinal rehab center with one of the top spinal surgeons out of Utah. And for 2 years, he's improved their recovery and response to spinal surgery to such a great degree that now the leading neurologist and brain surgeon for brain and coma patients wants to use him for rehab after brain surgery. And so now they're using him over there because he's used massage to get himself back, to get so many thousands back, that they're now studying clinically how massage helps in aging nerve repair and function after spinal surgery and brain surgery. And the reason I point all that out is if you can imagine that kid getting out of the hospital rehab on crutches And what he wanted to do was come back to CEO's face. But now he had lost everything. And he didn't have his massage license. And he had decided he wanted to raise money to get his massage license. And he fund-busted and raised enough to come back to class, capital to raise his company up, start his massage business. And he has always supported his wife and never been on disability. Did you think you have a hard problem getting some money on fund busting? This guy was limping along on crutches and just lost his mental function. And his words weren't that good. I really hope you could help me. I'm saying that's how he fund busted enough to start a business up. And he speaks totally normally today. And he felt that super teaching would help him get normal speech back. And it did. Now, that story is one true story, and I have thousands of them. And what I want you to know is you are in the high school hall of honor in your equipment, your brain function, what you're doing, your capacities, being able to do this. We have taken people that are in the special learning group and had them fund bust 100% of the time. They have problems. You don't. And it, to the extent you think you do, that's just close the drawer on the CD that is telling you from people you don't know and can't remember, I'm not this, this is not me, I can't do that. Take that CD and throw it against the wall and play only one CD. There's only one CD playing between now and Wheels Up Tuesday, a week from this Tuesday. It's a long time away. And that is, with your hands up to the sky, how does it get any better than this? You'll get your check. How does it get any better than this? You'll get all of it. How does it get any better than this? And it'll keep going all through class. And you're coming to a place where miracles happen. And I'll show you. But never stop saying, never say, you can't beat this. Always say, and how does it get better than this? And it'll keep getting better. Because that's all the universe needs to rain on you. It's always wanted to rain on you, but we've been telling it in schizophrenic terms as the princes and queens of the kingdom. I want this. No, I don't. I want this. I'm not deserving. I want this. I'm not entitled. I want this. I really don't deserve that. I want to. The soul cannot create and move mountains for schizophrenics. You know, we got to get a clear, consistent, never-wavering message. The best message is it knows everything. We don't have to tell it anything. We just have to remember it knows everything. We need to go and say, how does it get any better than this? And it'll be the Lord's pleasure to show you. It'll be the Lord's pleasure to show you. All right? So I want you to feel that. And people that have money, final point, you're a lesson. You're a spiritual lesson. Money is never bad. And money is never good. Money is always good when those who are managing it realize they're custodians. Money is always bad when those who are managing it have forgot that it belongs to upstairs. And we are custodians, and they think it belongs to them. So if they have attachment to their money, you have to forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. But my guy, and I know there are a lot of faiths here, and I respect all of them and study all of them, but I tell you, as a Torah scholar and a student of everything from the Book of Mormon to the Quran and to Buddhism, Hinduism, I tell you that my guy said a very profound sentence when he talked about the fact that, and the word gets lost so much because the little translation from Jesus Christ was attachment. It is harder for he of wealth who is attached to his wealth to walk the way into righteousness in heaven, more challenging than taking a camel through the eye of a needle. which in those days, camels were how you moved everything. They were the desert ships. So the notion of a camel going through a needle was very poignant to us today, and to them. Problem was the attachment. So if someone's attached to money and says no, walk out of there and just you learn something about them at their core. They're not kind, they're not generous, they're selfish, they want to keep their money. It would have been nothing to them to give you $500. It's a tax write-off. You know, to give $2,500 to you is they're making money. It's an opportunity. You're giving them an opportunity to make 10 times what they make the bank and get it paid back in a very short time. That's a very honest, good opportunity. People will take that just because you talked about how hard it is to be in business and the only thing that makes it easier is one business owner. And you remind them and say, "Who?" I always like to add the question in the mentor question, the final what? Who paid it forward to you? When you started, you had to have three or four people that actually mentored you, gave you money, made a difference. Who are the people that made a difference for you? And what do they do for you? You could never thank them enough for it. They set you on your journey. Who are the people that really helped you and paid it forward into your life when you started your business? And you're setting them up for it if they're now in a place to pay it forward themselves. So get comfortable with that. When they talk about your business, be careful. Say, look, my business is being developed. I have a number of profit centers, and we're deciding which ones are going to be first, second, and third, and I have a lot of experts that are helping me. The category of my business is in this field, which I think is pretty hot, but we're building something that will really be a national firm in that industry. And so I am putting the plans together with experts, and I don't like to talk about the draft. I like to talk about the finished copy. So I'm going to the place where I make the finished copy. Let me give you final copy, not the draft. Because you may talk about a business they don't like very much. And we don't care if they like it or not. We're not asking them to be in the business. And so you don't want to get them emotionally disconnected. You may love your dolphin. They may hate dolphins and fish to catch them. So you just don't know where they come from. And so they're not investing in the business, and it doesn't matter if they like your dream or not. And you say that. Say, you know, in the draft I have right now, I'm trying to have experts help me with the profit centers we're going to do first, second, and third. And we're putting together a global plan for this, and I'm in draft mode, not got final copy yet. I want to show you final copy that I'm proud of, so let me get it fully fleshed out. But what I want you to know is we're a market share company, and we really are trying to build shareholder growth. We're a market share company. We're really trying to build shareholder growth. We're using this industry to do it. And I think we have some, you know, very fine, protectable IP that will drive our products in the profit area. But you may not like the business. It doesn't really matter because I'm so passionate about this that I'll capitalize it, launch it, and nothing's stopping me being in this because this is my life, my passion, just like you and your business. And I just need, you know, somebody helps you in your business. I need somebody to help me at this point. And, it, you know, it's, if it's joyful for you, do it. It's just a tax dollar. If it's not, I have no problem at all and don't even feel bad about that. And if you're touched by an angel in your sleep or something, just phone me up and say, "Hey, I want to help you do your dream." When you say that, about half of them phone up later and say they're going to help you. So it's really kind of amazing. People just need to think about it a minute. And when you say, "Could you do any of it?" You know, you're leaning over. You've got a pen out. The form is open always. It's all filled out. Their name and everything's filled out. You're handing the pen to them. Couldn't you do just like $175 or a little bit of it? Wouldn't that give you pleasure and joy? It's almost impossible to say no to that, folks. It's just learning how to do it and be having some language. And people never are, if you get a very rare instance, I mean, it is so rare that anyone shows upset. But if they're upset, you say, "Look, let me take all this off the table. Let's have a fresh start. You could have had great joy paying forward and helping me." And where you don't, everything you say is right. Everything you say is right. I just want you to understand, don't get mad at me because I'm asking for help. You can say no to the help, but don't get mad at me for asking for help. I'm just asking, if you say no, I bless you, no problem. You know, but I never wanted to make you upset. That wasn't, if you're upset because you're saying no, I mean, you're just saying no. It's just an agreement. I mean, you don't want to enter into an agreement like that. No problem. I don't take it personal. I don't want you to. And he'll simmer right down. They'll simmer right down. But that happens 1 out of 100 times. You're projecting that. And that is what I told you. Stop projecting. Stop projecting. It's not going to happen like that. You're going to have a very pleasant time. And here's what really happens. People are just, they're like, if they don't have the money and can't help you, it's like, you just can't believe it. They're almost crying. They're going, I wish I could do it. I mean, I know you need it. Man, let me just think if there's a way. I'm so tight right now. I'd just love to do it. That's what people are really doing. You never feel bad. You know, they feel like they really want to help you, but they can't. You know, so it goes a lot better than you might think that way. So what I'm asking you as you begin this process is to faithfully follow the seven steps. You'll go down the seven steps. Be on all the calls. Make them the priority. That's what's going to get money. And a lot of times you're busy and you almost have to force yourself to go on the calls. Like, And then when you're in it, you go, oh, man, I got some good tips. That was good. I'm glad I was there. And you also get juiced. You know, our wave of energy, we project we're running out of time. Folks, you're not running out of time. Most people get most of their money from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They literally get a Southwest Airlines ticket and fly in, and they pick up the bonus classes that are going on, and they just come in when they have them. And I would say most of you on this call will get your money and fly in on the weekend, and you'll be there. And what is, just remember, I won't have, in human potential work, where you're trying to develop your own worth and your potential, every 10 years I bring in the thought leaders that are the most important trainers in this field. And I challenge them to come up with their best work, work they haven't given out before, work that's beyond anybody's work from the past. And they're going to be there getting that work out for you. And they're challenged to do it. And it's going to take human potential to a new level. Because it's the only place all of them are there, all at the same time, and all together. And when you get thought leaders like Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup and Les Brown, world famous multi-Emmy winner, you know, just global figure working with the heads of nations, you get Bob Proctor, star of The Secret, and influencing paradigm and finding yours and shifting it. And we start to go through, you know, Sharon Lecter, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I don't want to go through 50 for you, but I'm just saying this is going to be historic as a fork in the road of your life. You will not have the same life, the same income, the same circles. You will have elevated yourself into different conversations. And what I promise you, if you just focus on this one byproduct you haven't even thought about, is when you get into CEO space, and you're there a week from Tuesday with us, from there forward, in a way that's been, you may have had some of it, but to a much bigger level, your life will thrill you. You will start having thrilling lives, and you'll have the support and the help that's been missing to make sure that you don't hit the curb as you pick up speed. CEO space will be your double line and keep you in the lane of prosperity and success. We do it sequence and stage at a time. One stage at a time. And you just are so supportive. So you're giving yourself the, you know, I think it's the greatest gift of anybody's lifetime. And it's a fork in the road of potential and where you're going to go and what you're going to do. So from your standpoint, I'm, you know, just saying that this little challenge is like a wall. It's like Mount Everest in front of you. And I want you clear, this money, I was telling two architects that are two girls that are partners, and I was saying to them, I want them to take this kind of money and use this to donate to their place of worship. I want them to go on a Princess cruise trip more than once a year for this kind of money and not even blink. I want them to go off the cruise ship and buy a necklace and not even think about this kind of money. And they can afford it and they can do it and it's overcome. I want this to be the last time in your life this small amount of money stops you from doing your dreams and having the freedom to do what you need and want to do in your life. Fun busting is more than getting the money to go to CEO space and a cushion beyond that. Fun busting is about giving you power so you never again are hostage to a lack of resourcing. That you can get the resources, you know how to get them, you've been trained to get them, and there's nothing that's going to stop you in your life. You're going to be able to overcome the things, you know, when you want to make more money, it costs money. It costs money to market. It costs money to advertise. It costs money to tighten up your brand so that instead of making 12 impressions to get a yes to a customer, one impression, two impression, three impression, four impression, five impression, six impression, seven impression, eight impression, nine impression, 7 months later, still don't have a yes. If I could reduce that to one impression, two impression, yes. The difference to your business is astronomical. And I'm saying it takes money to make those improvements in your core game. And so it takes money to make money, and you never again are going to be lacking it. You're going to get the ability to have plenty of money when and when you need it to be able to make your business grow. And the last time you're going to be in this kind of struggle is while we do fund busting, because fund busting moves you from a life of struggle to a life of surplus. From a life of struggle to a life of surplus. That's the different road you want to be on. And you're going to be on it doing the fund busting program. So with that in mind, I don't want to make this a marathon on your Saturday.
Line unmuted.
Do you feel like we did it? Do you feel like we've given you some good tracks, very solid mechanical things to do, verbiage to say, how to use our system, how to use the videos on the system, so you're using an hour of a supplement. I call it a power hour once a day to just get, because the videos will blow you away, and you'll get language, you'll get methods, it'll help you, you'll see things you're feeling and thinking. Others have felt the same exact thing from the beginning. It's not new, it's all appropriate, it's normal, and you're supposed to. So don't feel bad about that. But get rid of that self-talk CD. Always see it, when you get those limiting self-talk, see a CD flying against the window of your car, flying against the light lamp. Throw it away. See imaginary, throw it away, and just switch to, how does it get any better than this? And wait for the answer, because it'll come. Then when you get it, go, how does it get any better than this? And watch what happens. Watch what happens as you're doing it. You'll be surprised. Okay? So does everybody, give me a little feedback, just, you know, make some noise. Do you feel like we did good? Was this, you say yes, yep, whatever, you know.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, it was great.
It was great.
Thank you, Bernie.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank
now,
you, Bernie.
If you have,
fabulous.
If you have questions, give me the questions by your name and state. So just say, I'm Rose in Michigan, or I'm Paul in California, and I'll recognize you, and it'll be a little free-for-all, but who would like to start? Does anybody have a question they want to ask specifically? I want to make sure that I don't leave any questions where you had them, you made notes on them, and then we didn't even give you a chance to get them answered. Anybody have any questions? Just checking. Sometimes you don't.
Yes, Bernie.
I'm sure.
Amy from Atlanta.
Okay, thank you for being on from Atlanta.
Thank you, Bernie. I have a couple of people who I've identified to ask questions, you know, ask for the scholarship to go to CEO space. But I'm in a terrible fear storm. How would you suggest I overcome that? Just to, you know, get up the nerve?
First of all, I suggest you download, and everybody should do this, which is download, there's two tapes. One is called Monsters and Fun Busting, another is called Fear Storms and Fun Busting. And you download those MP3 files and just drive around or do housework, play it down in the background. And if you play that tape, and whenever a fear storm comes up, I want you to think of between now and Tuesday the 24th, I want you to think of a wave of energy. You know, it's going up and down like a wave. And the wave is moving through the week, and you're at different cycles. You're sometimes, I should have been doing this years ago. Why haven't I been doing fun busting? Why didn't it? Then you're at a low part. It's like, are you crazy? You can't do this. This is crazy. This isn't you. That's a fear storm. And that's not going to be a lasting energy. So when you feel it, the first thing to say is, that's a passing energy because I'm doing something new. It's not hard. It's just new. And I'm projecting. You're projecting things that aren't going to happen, and that makes you afraid. Anytime we go down a strange road, our midbrain makes us see our monsters. In other words, we're going to get eaten by a raptor. We can't help it. We're wired for that, to be careful. The brain wants to be in patterns that it knows. It knows its neighborhood. It knows where it's safe, and there's nobody going to attack it. That's the big thing. So anytime there's a new emotional threat, the brain processes that as if you're going to be attacked. So you have the same feeling, even though you're not going to be attacked, because we're not doing those things these days. And so it's just the nature of the brain. So all that becomes pretty manageable. You poke fear storms on after a while, like by Tuesday, and you just play 10 minutes of it. You're always a different spot. And it just takes the fear storm out. 10 minutes, boom, you're done. 10 minutes, you're done. And, you know, so you don't even have to listen to all of it. But first time, I would listen to all of it. So it's online. It's on the Funbuster site. Download it to your MP3 recorded device or something. And then listen to it like you normally do in your house with the beats or whatever your player is. And just listen to it while you do email. A great place for fear storms is while you're doing email. You're online. Play background training from the site while you're doing your email. Feed your brain. Feed your brain. Feed your brain. Is that good?
That's great, Bernie. Thank you.
And that has helped more people in fear storms than anything else. Another thing you can do is get a buddy that our club president will give you that's in our club locally with you who's also doing it. And your agreement when you get a fun busting buddy is that they always can phone you and say, I'm having a fear storm, and you'll be up at that time. Also, if you're not, if you're having one, the best way to get out of it is help someone get out of theirs, and it brings you out of yours. And so having a fear storm buddy, so you can phone back and forth, and you also phone on the good times, you know. I've just got $1,000. Well, that makes them go get $1,000. And so you're kind of partnering and budding energy and keeping each other going. So getting a fun-busting buddy is a very good pod of energy, you know, keeping the piston up. Like one person's down this day, the next is up, and you say, I'm just having a fear storm day, and the other person picks you up. Yeah, I had that 2 days ago, and I'm out of it now. You get out of it. It's just a passing energy. So always tell yourself it's a passing energy. It's not a permanent energy. It's just a passing energy. Fear storms go through, and we go through the worst things that could ever happen in our emotional mind. They're never going to happen. Then they go through like the clouds. And then after, we're always back up again. It's like, I don't know why I felt that way. And, you know, we have to go through that when we take on new behaviors. It's just part of new behaviors. I mean, you do it at work when you go to a new job and you're in a cubicle. I mean, you do it. I mean, you just, it's all new now. I mean, will they accept you? Will you, you know, you just, all those things are going through your mind, you know. And then you're welcomed into a new family and it's all great. So, who's next? Anybody else with a question that we can do?
Hi there, Del from Ontario.
Okay, we're glad you're on from Ontario, especially. Thank you for being on. How can I serve you?
Hi there. So you said some really interesting things, but one thing that you said that concerned me a little bit was just sort of your example that you gave with like the kid who was in the car crash. And who, you know, hurt himself and, you know, had limited speech and limited mobility. So I've worked with a lot of people who are, you know, disabled in various ways. And a thing that I learned that I didn't know at the beginning was that talking about, you know, maybe you had limited mobility and, you know, still managed to achieve their dreams can actually be really harmful to sort of views of disabled people as capable people who can do things. And can just be like a really negative thing towards people that like a lot of people who haven't gone through that kind of thing don't realize. And so I was just wondering if it would be possible for you to like maybe think about using different language about that, and because it's not like that's the worst thing that can ever happen. Like this is a thing that people live with on a day to day.
What's happening is I without meaning to trigger for you correct reflection on courtesies and manners regarding disabled people. Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
What I'm wondering is, can I send you
but I'm saying,
some
but
information
most
about that
in
so that you can?
Well, I know, but let's get the box put together. The example was provided because of a couple things. One, I talked to Midnight, to the boy's father, about his achievements and what was going on last night. And so I just had that praise for some of the things he's doing with the brain and spinal surgeons fresh in my mind because it's one of the last conversations I had last night. So I use that as an example because it's true from our real experience. And the purpose of the example was not to talk about disabled people in any way. It was to mention that when people on this call who aren't disabled have a notion that they're challenged and that they can't do this and they get locked down on that mindset, I wanted them to understand that in the fundbusting training, there are many examples of people who have had challenges that are much, much, much worse than the ones they're facing at the moment, and that they are actually way ahead of so many who have actually done fundbusting with those challenges successfully. So I was trying to make a comparative yardstick that for most people
I think it was a really great point that you were making. I was really interested in
that. What I'm saying is I agree with you. And I won't use that example again. So you told me why,
okay.
And I agree. And if there's something
okay.
else there, I mean, that's not a question. With that, so you know, first of all, so everybody understands, when we're at CO Space, we teach you about plussing. And so you give You give an improvement to someone that is a plus. Now, if everybody thinks this is a plus that she just did, I'm here to tell you that's not plussing. That's a critique. That's what's normally done in competitive relationships. And she doesn't mean it that way. She means it as a plus. I took it as a plus because I know where her heart is. But I'd say I want a plus because this.
So how could I have used that as a plus? You know, you're right. I wasn't meaning it in a very positive way.
Well, you say, Bernie, I understand where you were coming from, trying to give us that example. And I just want to, in the auspices that there may be, and you serve lots of disabled people, there could be an offense taken by a disabled person's mindset when they were put in a box by that example. And if we had a call right now that was serving disabled folks, I know who's on the call, and there isn't one disabled. So I know that. But if we do serve United Cerebral Palsy kids, and we do serve very serious paraplegics, and we're a place known for reaching out, to give full partnership to the disabled. So I stand for that, you know, but I want to get off this topic only in the sense that the call is stopped on your personal experience with disabilities. I agree with you entirely. And so I'm going to take it out of the example. It just was because of last night, the boy is like my son. I'm so proud of him. And I'm so proud of how he overcame fundbusting when he was really challenged just out of the hospital on Dilaudid. And I was trying to express that example. I have many others I could have chosen that have nothing to do with disability. Nothing. I just chose that one because I talked to his dad last night. And he's like family to me. So I want everybody to kind of, I get it. I didn't correct it. But the question is, does anybody have any questions for their fundbusting? And I'm saying we're now, you know, the whole call is, Bernie, please don't use a disabled example. I agree. I won't. I appreciate the input. And because the call is compressed in time for everybody else's schedule, I'm a little intense on the timeline. But I want you to know personally, I'm totally connected with the what you put in as a plus. I take it as a plus. I think you're right. I get it. And you appreciate why I gave the example. It's just continuity. I'm not like you are in the sense that I get up in the morning and start phoning in Beijing and end up in Paris at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I am going from event to event managed by other people. And so when you're at a celebrity status like I'm at, and you're running a company in 140 countries, and you come into a call like this, you're training people with the best training that you know how to give, but you're also using examples that came into your life. You can appreciate if I talked to his dad last night for hours of praising all the accomplishments he's made, why I would use him as an example. To me, I'm talking about my own kid that I helped raise, and I'm saying, look what he's accomplished. But when he did flood busting, he was impaired. It was difficult and challenging. And I think that's an appropriate reflection for everybody. You don't have that. Your Mount Everest, your wall, is a speed bump. It isn't a mountain at all. It's a speed bump. I want you to drive right over this amount of money, and it's never going to stop you again in your life. That is the point I'm trying to make. I just chose a bad example. But do we, in closing that box, do you feel like we're good? We got a good understanding and we know? Or do you
yeah,
want more?
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad
I want to make sure you feel, I want to make sure you feel acknowledged and that we also feel if there's any more on that, you got to put it in so we didn't miss anything that you wanted on agenda.
Well, like you said, I don't want to take up too much time. So thank you for that.
You're right. Thank you for calling my attention. I inadvertently or anyway, if I ever offend a disabled family member or friend, I live with these folks and help them. It's my special pleasure to help them in there. A lot of disabled people are so phenomenal at business once they go into their own business. It's just to watch them. It's just amazing. They start employing 50 people and they're running these giant enterprises. And I just, we built this company over the years on quite a few people that are paraplegic. But when I say built it, where United Cerebral Palsy and other organizations were sending lots of people because we're such a safe place to help them when they're doing business. So we've had paraplegics that have done worldwide art gatherings and showings that have built the first recreational park for paraplegics, where you can go out and be in chairs and go out to a state park and camp and all that. They built the whole park to raise money and everything from COC. Won awards, and it's just like that's our honor doing that kind of stuff. We love that.
I think there was a gentleman who was speaking up at the same time.
Yep, that we didn't get to. Just say your name and state for us.
Paul from Indiana.
Okay, well, thank you for being from Indiana. We're all over the country today, so great. And so what can I do for you?
Bernie, I think I probably have a reverse problem, opportunity, I guess. I haven't had problems in the past of asking or raising capital, but it just seems like it's just been a very difficult role this time. Is it possible that I have
some there is, but who's your coach?
Michelle.
Okay. Michelle, I recommend you move him over to Vince Molina and let him switch over and get another residency, another look at language, and ask him to personally help him there. And then I think he should have a session on being stuck with either Wendy Darling or September.
For September, okay. No problem.
And ask if either one would help him get over being stuck. And so either one would help him quite a bit. And let's get him to get that review. And try to do that this weekend even, okay?
Okay, all right.
Get him to start working with Vincent and then start working with a coach that would be, or a inside coach to get rid of any inside block, okay?
Okay.
And I'll tell you something, that was a very smart observation because, it's just language. So we don't want you going to another party with a language that has not been working. When you change your language just a little bit, you change your results. People see you differently. So we have to change that language. So that's the next part of the game. and I think Michelle's got you built up, but let's look from another perspective and see how that language looks and see if we can't make that tone button change. And then the inside staff will have a reading for you that will get that out and will unblock it. We'll identify it and unblock it. So good question, and that's always open for anybody. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, good call. That was a good call to do that. Anybody else with a question? Okay.
I had a question, Bernie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Malik from New York. I just wanted to ask you, what if, like, my list is not that big? Like, how else can I go about building a list?
Well, I would work again with this man I just named. He invented the fundbusting program, and he invented list builders, and he opens up list frameworks and possibilities. Now, when you sit and go through list builders, you actually go to Central Park and put on headphones and do it where there are ducks on a lake, or, you know, it's a little cold for the ducks right now, but you're sitting there, you know, in that nice environment, not at your home. And you play and go through with a pad, making the list. You're taught through that list builder exercise to go to people, and it's an endless list. They start talking about your dentist, your doctor, if you know an attorney or CPA or your brother, sister, or anybody in your family does. Then we start about shops and stores and places that you buy, convenience stores, and so forth and so on. And who are the store owners? People you don't know well, but you know them. We start building lists, and these lists are larger than 3 to 5. And I'm saying what you do is you make a list with list builders in the park with music playing, and you follow what the track is telling you, and you pretend you won the lotto. You've got $13 million in the bank. You're having a barbecue with hot dogs in Central Park, and you're inviting 200 people that you just want to celebrate that you won the lotto. You're renewing your marriage vows for the 10th time. Who's invited to the big party for the lotto winner? Everybody you ever wanted to thank, everybody you ever traded with, everybody you ever did anything with. And you just make a list that here's all the people I've invited. And what happens, you're sitting on the park bench with a flip chart or a clipboard, and you're writing, and you're on the third page of paper because you start going, Aunt Maud, my sister, Mary, oh, yeah, now I also should invite this person. Oh, yeah, this one. I forgot about that. It just starts. I mean, it just takes on a life of its own. Then later, we'll allocate it into A, B, C. So that's why doing list builders as it's designed, exactly the way they tell you, it triggers from your subconscious mind a list that is always large enough. I've never seen it when we work through that, where the list is not large enough. Now, if List Builders is not creating that for you, Vince Molina, who created List Builders, will. He'll help enlarge that list. Is that good?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, because you're not going to people. See, you're trying to make a list of people who will give you money. We're not trying to do that. We're just trying to make a list of people. Later, we'll allocate. All we need to know is that they know you, not real well, but they know you. That's the list we want. Then we'll organize that into A, B, C. And I want to tell you, in the practice sessions on the C list, half of the fundbusters get all their money from the C list that they thought would never get the money at all. I forgot to mention that. It's about 50% of all fundbusting comes from the practice in the C list. People are just blown away. They never even got to their A-list.
Right.
Okay. It really works that way. It's just kind of amazing. You just got to make sure the offer is right, that you're really, I mean, really rehearse that language with your coach. Rehearse it over and over. The most important thing you can do in this last week is not, you know, learn, but then get private with your coach and rehearse. Have rehearsal sessions. Rehearsal sessions are everything. Remember, your mouth is how you program your brain. Your brain does not program your mouth. Your mouth is the brain's keyboard. So when you misspell and say things that are in the wrong way of saying them from your mouth, the brain will just say it that way all the time. When you do 5 in a row and it's consistent and it's the best, it's the improved language, then the brain has pushed record and it's recorded that better five in a row, now it's a habit, a pattern. And now it'll repeat for 10, 15 times. It'll never deviate. It'll always be the better language. But we call it five to thrive. We have to get you five repetitions of your best language to get the brain to adopt a new language. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll help you with that.
Okay, thanks.
And by the way, all our coaches are working the weekend. You can phone them up till midnight. You can phone them on your schedule, not theirs. Always text them, say, can you phone me? Can you phone me? I really need you. Can you phone me? If they don't phone back in half an hour, 45 minutes, hey, text them again. Really, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the juice because they could be on one call with one fundbuster for 45 minutes. So have a little patience. But keep, because remember, if I'm coaching you like now, I can't get my text messages until I get off the phone. So I may have got them, but I can't get them until I get off. So that's what's happening with the Sunbuster Coach. They'll phone you. And it's just the best thing in the world is you can always phone them, see if you get them. But rather than voicemail, I just leave text and say, you know, phone me when you can. Can't wait for your coaching. And, you know, Sunbuster Coach is like enthusiasm. I mean, if you're showing up, you know, on the field and you're late and you've dragged your gear and you're sitting on the side bench trying to put on your stuff, and the other guy got there 15 minutes early and he's doing jumping jacks on the field, the coach wants to work with him, wants to work with that guy that's like, I came early, coach. I'm putting out more. I love what you're doing for me. I love it. Please help me, man. Make sure I go all the way. Well, coaches love that. You know, it's when you tell the coach, I'm not quitting, man. You give me extra attention, I'll accept your calls. I won't screen him. I appreciate what you're doing. Shape my language. Help me get this done. Phone them 15 minutes before you go into the client. Phone them 15 minutes after, right when you walk out. Because a lot of the times in the early first three or four, you walk out and you call your coach and you go, oh, I blew it. And you went into an hour and a half about your business. And that is not going to get you money. And so you learn. You find out that doesn't get you money. Then you start, you know, modifying your presentation and you start getting checks and you just can't believe it. You get so, it's just language. It becomes so impersonal. It's like, wow, it's just language. It's like 3 minutes of language, I get the money. 20 minutes of gushing on them, I don't get the money. Wow, I just need 3 to 5 minutes of confident language. Once you learn the language, that you get it. It's, money is all about language, whether you're raising millions or your first money. This is first money for your dreams, for your company, for your growth. We're raising money to grow your business. And be unstoppable. If there's one book I think that's worth reading, it's Lisa Nichols, who started with us with No Matter What. You know, and that came from the Sunbusting program. But it's like, do your stuff no matter what. And her book, No Matter What, does a great job of that. Another book that is really good, and it's even better quality as far as the book, is called 3 Feet from Gold by Greg Reed. He will be teaching at the class, and that's in the Napoleon Hill Foundation book. But he interviews the wealthy of our lifetime, the guy that founded Remax, the guy that founded the biggest companies in the world, and they're telling their stories how they almost went bankrupt. They almost gave it all up when they were 3 feet from their goal. And the difference of the people that made it and didn't is that the people that made it did not stop when they were 3 feet from their goal. They were 3 feet from their goal. They made that at last 3 foot effort and got the goal. They went through it. And so both of those books are terrific for fun busting. And you can appreciate why they would be, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
So anybody else with any, you know, I'm going to kind of release you. I want you to get the full time with this monitor on time. You have to begin sometime between now and Monday to begin to get with a person in person, you know, typically not by phone, either by Skype if you can't drive there and have a Skype call and make sure they block out some time. Have your questions for mentoring. And then I want you to have your documents that you're going to use. That's why it's always better to be in their presence. And to either do Skype calls or personal, meetings, but try and have one in the morning, you know, a breakfast before they start, one in the evening, one in the morning, one by their house with a smoothie, one in the morning, one in the evening, one in the morning, one in the evening. If you're free enough, you can do it in the afternoon with them, fine, but try and do, you don't need to do more than two a day. You can, but setting up and then getting two a day. If you do one in the morning Monday, one in the morning evening Tuesday, Monday. One in the morning Tuesday, one in the evening Tuesday. One in the morning Wednesday, one in the evening. Keep doing that. That's 10 meetings by Friday. You're going to have your money to go to class. I'm just telling you, if you just do that, there's no way you won't. You definitely will. And that's not a lot of work. I mean, we're talking 30 minutes in 10 meetings. So say that, you know, that just is very little time in real time to get that kind of money in your bank. It's an easier way of getting cash in the bank than anything you've ever done. You're getting paid more per hour than anything you've ever done. If you get rejected half of the time, you got a huge hourly wage for what you were doing. And so, you know, it's very effective. It's going to work. And I want you guys to relax, but I want you to really not work with a coach where you are more than four people. You didn't get a check. Change your coach, and we call it four and no more. Because by changing your coach, we always change your income and get the money quicker. So we're always trying to do it in the least time, so it's not a burden and you're not having to spend oceans of time. But if you do get on these calls and are religious about it, it'll keep you up at the top of the wave during the week. You'll have less valleys, less fear storms. All right? And then I would have an MP3 player, or I'd burn a DVD of fear storms. You can download that, right? You just right-click and download it, and you can do it right after the call from the Fundbuster site. So remember to put the investment of work effort into the Fundbusting program as if it was a job. So what would you give a business a job that was going to get 12, 15 grand in your bank by next a week from Tuesday? And you'd give it a lot of your time, a lot of your attention. So don't short your attention on layered skill learning that is going to let you fly this airplane so you're soaring competently. The airplane isn't going to crash, it's going to soar. You're not going to fall off the cliff when you hang glide, you're going to soar. You're going to see the world a different way. As Les Brown says, get to the edge of your comfort zone. Look at the future and the possibilities, and then leap and grow your wings on the way up. You're not going down, you're going to soar. You're archangels of the Lord God. Go out and soar. So I want to leave you with all those good notes. And I know that as we break this call, there's not one of you that will fail to say as we hang up, how can it get any better than this? And you'll find out. And don't forget, keep saying it when you get your golden bracelet. God bless you, and I'll see you in class.
God bless.
How can it get any better than